Listeners, ahoy! Welcome to the Pranks and Firth podcast. I am in transit.
Are you transitioning?
I might be. I'm transitioning from one place to the next.
Yeah, what? We've got a big announcement.
Oh, yeah, go for it.
Well, no, it's just because I have been on Discord today talking to our good listeners. And I said, we've actually got an announcement to make. And they all poo-pooed and scoffed and said, well, that will never happen. We love you. We love the listener very much. And we will always love you. Yeah, we will always love the listener. But Mummy and Daddy have decided that we are no longer going to be recording a podcast once a week.
You're very good at that.
Because we're going to be recording two a week. Yeah, we're going to double our output and quadruple our income. That's how it works, right?
I think so, mate. I think that's how a non-paying podcast works. If you double it, eventually it starts making... If you times zero by 1,000...
It's like Field of Dreams 2. If in the first one, no one showed up. And then the tagline was, if you build another one, surely some fucker will show up.
Because I've heard about the first one.
Yeah, because no one came to the first one. I'm going to cough. I have no ovula and I've just inhaled saliva.
Right. Well, we hoped to do two, but unfortunately Pranks has got some debilitating...
Yeah, I think I'm going to die of throat cancer because I'm sans ovula. Because when I breathe in dust and that, it seems to hit me right on the gullet palate, whatever. And it's fucking...
gullet palate.
Gullet slash palate. I wasn't saying both are the same thing. I'm saying I don't know what's what. But can we just say, I posited the notion for this, and I messaged you the other day and said, shall we record the podcast bi-weekly, didn't I?
Yes, yeah, you did bi-weekly, and I was like, oh.
No, and then, hang on, let me finish before you try and fucking sweet. And you went quite, you turned into a petulant teenager. You went, I don't care. You was a petulant teenager. I said, do we go right. bi, right, this is... This is the discrepancy. It turns out incorrectly, but it seems wrong to me. I said, should we go bi-weekly?
No, you're right. You're right. We'll get on to this, but you're also right. Oh. But carry on.
Oh. So I said, should we go bi-weekly? And you went, yeah, right, whatever, I don't care. And I was like, yeah, we'll do one on a Monday, one on a Thursday. And you were like, oh, you mean two a week? I thought bi-weekly went one every other week.
So I looked it up, right? And this can't... I mean, I don't understand how anyone's meant to deal with this, but by week, every other week, and twice a week.
I know how this because I've looked... I know. I looked up once, and I think that bi-monthly... Because this is what I was going to say. Bi-weekly and bi-monthly...
They're both your favourite magazines, of course.
Yeah. But if... that's pretty good, mate. If bi-weekly meant every 2 weeks... And bi-monthly means twice a month. That's the same. Because really, 4 weeks is a month.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
So they're the same thing.
Yeah.
But anyway, whatever, I don't care. And then I went, yeah, we'll do one on a Monday, one on a Wednesday or something like that. And you went, oh, one of the 2 a week, then I do care. That's what you said.
Yeah, well, that's true.
That was petulant, mate.
I assumed you were saying you were going back to work and you just weren't going to be able to get the content out.
Exactly, so
I was actually trying to be supportive, just like, yeah, we'll do what you can.
Oh, fuck off.
I love you.
You were a stroppy little oik about it.
Why would I be stroppy? We've been doing this 7 years now.
No, we have not.
2015 we started, September 2015.
Well, now I want to kill myself. Is that how long we've been doing this?
Yeah, mate.
Well, anyway,
the first
that's the
one
big news.
Was September 2015. Yeah, that is the big news after 6.5 short years.
So I'm suggesting Monday and Thursday. What do you think?
I mean, that makes sense.
I mean, you can't really split it up.
No, you can't do Tuesday, Thursday because, I mean, where would we sleep?
Yeah. So anyway, we're going to do that. And that means that we can give it a new big push. And try and get new listeners because we love the ones we've got, but they're tight.
But so also with this in mind, for those people who don't want to do Patreon, they don't like Patreon, they hate Patreon, they don't want to do Ko-fi, they hate Ko-fi. You can now on the Anchor app, on Anchor, you can subscribe to the podcast, which means once a month for £1, you'll get the extra bonus Patreon bonus.
And but you have now given to you two podcasts a week, so you should be paying a pound anyway. The bonus is literally a bonus.
Very
bonus
much.
Means it's extra. You got to pay for this 50p. No, hang on a minute. A pound a month, you say?
Yes, pound a month.
So what's that? 25p a week. That's 12.5p per episode. What can you get for 12.5p now?
Hold on, hold on. If we're doing two a week, that's 8 a month. You're talking 12. You're talking
never
about
been good at math.
You're talking 12.5p, aren't you?
No, 25p a week.
Is
it two a week?
Yeah, that's 50p. So 2 weeks would be your pound. 4 weeks.
Hang on a minute, Ash. We're doing 4 weeks.
Yeah, we're doing eight episodes a month.
Yeah, listen. So split the 4 weeks up in, you know, you quartered a pound. That's 25p. Now each week we do 2 weeks. Oh, well. That's 12.5p per ep, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you're not going to edit that out.
Well, I did. That's exactly what I just said. Why was I saying 12.5p an ep?
I did.
Well,
mate, I'm having a stroke. I swear to God, I said that, and you said, "No, hang on a minute." Well, I don't know what's happened here. I'm still reeling from the most embarrassing thing that ever happened to me today.
Oh, what happened to you today?
I've kept this a secret, haven't I?
Oh, yeah, very. We've been talking for about 15 minutes before we recorded
this.
Yeah,
I know. Now, let me take a deep breath.
God. I love it. I can hear it in your voice.
Yeah, I've actually got to think if I'm ready to talk about this.
Oh, my God. I love this so much.
Okay. I don't even know what this is. Oh, I don't even know what you categorise this as.
I need this signal to hold up, Pax. I need this signal to hold up and be strong because I want to hear this in my ears. I'm directly into my brain hole.
Right, I'm going to tell you this little scenario that happened today and I do not even know what to file it under.
Yes,
all
please.
I know is I do not feel good about myself.
Oh, yes, please.
I woke up in a foul mood.
Oh, no.
So I decided this morning I was going to go to the gym. So I went to the gym and I did 20 minutes on the treadmill and 20 minutes in a very hot sauna, right?
Yeah.
Sweat the bad mood out. That's how my brain works. I don't know. I'm not a scientist. So when I'm in the sauna, I can hear someone outside talking super loudly. I mean, he's not in the sauna, but I mean, he was just gobbing off. And he was going, yeah, people have told me. He was quite posh as well. A bit like, I don't know what his name was. I'm going to say Hugo. You know, if I was a gambling man, that's what I'd say. So I'm going to say, and if you need to know how annoying he was, I'll say I think his name was Hugo. I think that sums that up nicely.
Okay.
So he's going, yeah. I mean, if someone had bloody told me, you know, I'd be back here doing this. You know, 3 to 6 months ago, I couldn't even bloody lift my arms, mate. So today I've been here since 6:30. I've been here 3 hours. I've been upstairs and done a lower body workout. And I mean, shitting hell, I'm just bloody swimming now. And I feel so good. And you know, back in the Middle East, I have a lot of friends worse off than me. One of my friends had his eyes blown out. That's what I'm saying. Honestly. So I just hear all this.
He's one of those heroes. One of our heroes, is he?
Well, I've heard a lot of Americans about they call it stolen valor. Yeah. Right? Let's just bear that in mind. And I'm not in a good mood. So I come out of the sauna. I go in the change rooms. And who can I hear in the changing room? This fucking
Hugo.
Bollock head fucking Hugo running onto someone else. Yeah. Well, you know. Obviously, I haven't done a lot of these exercises since I was in the army. And I'm thinking right now I've got the hump. I think no one talks about being in the army this much, if they have actually been in the army. I think this guy's full of shit.
Yeah.
Right? So I walk into the change room and I'll go around the corner. And I know they say this is a cliche, a sign of getting old. He looked 12. He was very pale and thin. He had his pants on and I just give him a quick scan. He had no visible big scars anywhere. He's talking about these fucking war injuries. And he just looked like his little trainers and that. He just looked like, I don't know, I didn't buy it. Not when I could see him getting dressed. So the bloke he was talking to walked out. And he goes to me, yeah, all right, mate. I've just been down here training, you know, trying to get some mobility.
Well, out of nowhere, just started talking.
Yeah, just start saying it again. Like, I mean, I think everyone's with me. This doesn't sound legit. He sounds like a nutter.
Yeah.
So I know someone that used to, his dad was in the army and he's dead now. But he used to fucking, this was his bugbear. And he goes, if anyone's ever kicking, you know, if anyone's ever bigging themselves up, he goes, just say, what's your number? And apparently, I don't know
you
this.
You didn't do
he
this.
He says that. So,
you didn't do this.
He said soldiers are trained that if you say, what's your number, They don't go, what? It's Pavlovian. They are trained that if they've got their legs blown off and a medic drops down and says, what's your number? They just go 7255 and then 72594, whatever. Do you know what I mean? It's programmed. Yeah.
Sound like someone answering the phone in the 80s.
Yeah, exactly. Because if they hesitate at all or don't know what you're talking about or don't know what the number is, if they don't bark it out within a half a second straight away, they're full of shit. They're full of shit.
Horrible. Already.
He wasn't a big guy, and I wouldn't normally have done this.
No, this is horrible. Don't do it.
He was not in any way intimidating.
Can I ask this in retrospect? Can you please not have done it?
If I had a time machine, I'd go back and like push my pregnant mum down the stairs. Because this is how...
Right? That's a good line. Right. That's a good line.
So he goes, yeah, obviously, I've left a lot. I've done a lot of these movements. I haven't been able to do since I was in the army. Because I was in the army and I went, what's your number? And he went, 72594.
You didn't say, what's your number?
I did.
Why did you, you fucking punks?
Hope that ass. He said it really quick.
Of course he did. He's a soldier. He's a bloody hero.
So he looked at me as if to say, like, what the fuck was that all about? And we both just
Did he go into a weird zone?
I pressed in silence and walked out. I didn't know what to do. It was like 18 minutes it felt like I was in there with him. None of us talking.
Mate, you made that happen.
My fucking friend's dad did by telling me I'd catch someone out. And I didn't even... And I'm walking back thinking, God, what if I did catch him out? And he went, what are you talking about? And I went, you weren't really in the army. That's worse. I don't know what I was doing.
So you didn't talk any more after that. He gave you his number.
Yeah. Like, and then he sort of looked sad. Like, I don't know. I felt bad. I don't. It was horrible. It was really horrible.
Yeah, it was.
I think it was so early in the morning. I was a bit hungover and feeling rough. What I was doing.
What's your number? Oh, lucky he didn't sort of give you his mobile number and try.
That's a good point. Maybe it was his phone number.
It's 07523124126.
075. 075. We've been through this. Oh, it was a letter.
I was like, oh, what did I say?
Yeah, you said O.
Oh. Yeah,
that's like saying L. Oh, yeah, my phone number is 0L827 instead of a 1.
You're all four. You are all four.
I'm on all fours waiting for you.
English language to develop. You're happy with that? Words changing and stuff.
No, I'm not.
Oh, no. Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, I've got that completely wrong.
I got you confused with someone else.
Yeah. So anyway, I just feel a bit sweaty.
What's your phone number? Story.
07841. I'm telling you,
Did you just say oh?
Yes, but I'm doing the bit.
Yeah, but I don't think you were. You were so quick.
Well, I can't say zero because you sound too American, but it is a zero. Oh, postman.
We keep catching that postman, don't we?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, is it a red one?
Because I thought, oh, by the way, I did a gig on, you know, that awful gig I did on Friday. I haven't told you the worst bit. Well, not the worst bit. I got fucking flashed by a speed camera on the way home.
No.
I know. So that will eat up probably half the fee. What the hell? This looks like it might be it. Real time. Nope. Oh, it's TV license.
Man.
Your records show you haven't got a TV license. And that's because I haven't got a TV.
Yeah.
So.
And they've said, will you be in on the 9th of December?
Yeah, they've let me know when they're coming round. I don't even have anything to watch. I've only got YouTube. You don't need a license for that, surely. I don't even got Netflix, mate. I ain't got nothing,
Governor.
I ain't got I'm a good boy, I am.
So what do you watch all your YouTubes on?
Phone.
It's not good for you, is it?
No, I Chromecast it.
To my
45-inch smart TV. Take pride of place in the lounge. What you getting at?
I think that's the issue.
No, but it's not a TV for... You haven't got a license for a TV, have you?
I think you do.
No, it's not an actual... It's for actual... You've got to have like a box or something with access to to some sort of service.
I think if you can get... I mean, I'd check it out, but if you can get BBC iPlayer or whatever it's called...
Yeah.
Does that count?
Well, no. What do you mean by can get it? Anyone can get it. I haven't got it and don't use it. I could... Download BBC iPlayer app and then Chromecast that, or cast it to my But yeah, but obviously, but I could stick a fucking aerial on the roof and plug that in. But I honestly, I haven't watched a BBC show. I'm not paying for a fucking license. I ain't got no sort of like spocks or nothing. Here we go. You must have one if you or anyone else live in this address, watches or records TV live on any channel, or download or watch BBC programmes on BBC iPlayer. You need a TV license if you access BBC iPlayer through anything. No, I don't. There you go.
There you go.
And I'm going to have the door open on the 9th of December. I'm going to go, I know everyone probably tries to pull a wool over your eyes, mate, but I want you to come in and see this is a genuine case of I am the man.
I don't have BBC iPlayer. I do not have an account.
Yeah.
That's all you've got to do, isn't it? I don't have an account.
I really don't. I think the BBC shit, actually, mate. That's what I'll say to him. Oh, talking to people coming round your house. Earlier on, I had a representative from the party round there.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just saying, if they were, like, casting him, like, they would go, we are looking for an actor between the age of 40 and 55 that looks like a stinking no-good hippie.
Yeah.
I mean, why?
Do you think they'd have a chance if they didn't fall into those brackets, if they weren't so stereotyped?
He's only going to appeal to people that are like him who are going to be Green Party anyway, right? So you open the door, he's 6'2", too skinny, he looks sort of like a fucking, look, he's been travelling around the southern states on a fucking boxcar or whatever, like, you know, jumping in those open freight trains, like a hobo.
Yeah.
In a long beard, long hair, he looked at me, I went, no, mate, no, and shut the door, and he went, fair enough, that's exactly how that interaction went.
He said, fair enough,
as I went, no, mate, no.
His number?
No, but this was 25 minutes after I had asked someone else for the number, and I was reeling. And I was like, I just can't interact with people anymore today. I'm on a skid.
I mean, you could have followed up with, what's your number? He gave it to you, said, oh, what regiment were you in? And then you could just pretend to have known. So you're a good bullshit. You could have said, oh, mate,
To be honest, I was so shocked at how young he looked and he had a number. But then I don't know, I think he might have had a number. Do you get a number in the Army Cadets? He looked not that young. Anyway,
he's probably 23. I reckon you could bullshit being in the army easily.
Yeah, but then you'd ask me my number. Imagine
yeah, but you
that.
Could say, I can't really say, mate.
Oh, yeah. In the sass.
You'd literally fall into your mate's dad's trap.
Well, he was a para. I don't know, anyway.
Who was a para? This guy.
No,
today.
No, my mate's dad. My mate's dad is dead now. He was a para. And he had no time. This is the other thing. Well, this is where I'm struggling with myself here. Because this guy's dad was a para. He was stationed in Cyprus when it was all kicking off over there, and he's killed people and his mates have been killed. And so he sees people pretending to be in the army, and he's got a legitimate... Why am I annoyed by it? I've not been in here. It's like, I thought I was the same as him. Just because he told me, asked someone their number, I'm doing what I didn't like, I thought the boat was doing. I'm worse. I'm going around outing people, and I'm not got no right to do that.
No. Well, especially not when he's...
Honestly, mate, I've got to have a word with myself about this one.
But why was he so keen to be telling people, regardless of whether
thing.
He was in the army or not? Chill out, mate.
Yeah, he might have had, like, an ID ego off near him or something. He's just fucked up, do you know what I mean? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, good point. Yeah, you've made a good point.
I don't know. Yeah, so anyway, into an IDE to click south of Kabul. So...
he's a little shell-shocked.
Maybe.
So give him a fucking break.
I'm fucking shell-shocked from that. I can't imagine how he feels.
We've all got PTSD from that, mate. Every one of us, the listener and all.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm going to say it was a bit out of character, but I don't know if it was, but I hope it was.
No, it wasn't. Other than the interaction.
I don't know what's happened to me. I would never normally challenge someone, especially one-on-one where there was no one there to impress. I don't know why I did it.
No, it's because you were annoyed at your gig being pulled.
Yeah, it might be that. Because of COVID. I've got COVID, don't I?
No, you haven't got COVID.
I have. I think I have. I can't breathe.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's not good.
No, well, I'm probably going to die as well because I suppose I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but I guess the people would label me as that to make themselves feel better.
Yeah.
Or superior, rather. But, yeah, I've got a breath issue, and my children were around someone who's been tested positive, and I saw them. Yeah.
Why don't you do a little LFT?
Yeah, I might do an LFT, mate.
Do an LFT. I'm gigging in Norwich next Friday.
Oh, but I'm not here, am I?
Where are you next Friday? How far away?
I think
I'm
in Edinburgh.
Oh, is that where the Edinburgh one is? It.
Yeah, I've got an Edinburgh. I'm Friday and Saturday. I'm opening at a new club. So really, apart from the MC, I'm going to be the first act. But I might have COVID, so we'll see.
So that's then. So you're not going to. Are you going Thursday? Or when are you going up there?
Going to go up Friday on the train and stay there Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, it'd be silly to come home.
Yeah, get this. Yeah, no, but I mean, get the train back Sunday.
Well, I'm not going to hang around then.
No, don't hang around. I mean, if you want the keys to my gaff, you can come crash.
Yeah.
Have a party.
That's annoying that when you were going to be down in Leon C, I was going to be in Cambridge. And when you're in, when I'm in Norwich, you're,
yeah. In Norwich on Thursday or Friday?
Oh, that's a good point. I thought it was Friday.
No, it's Thursday.
Let's have a little look. What will the date be?
I don't know.
Nah, it's Friday, mate.
No, well, I don't know where I got that from. Oh, you're right. Yeah, you're right. You are right. So, right. I like to point out hypocrisy within myself. I don't know why I do, but I think it's a good quality that keeps a man honest.
Go on.
I've really changed and I've just noticed something that I've done. And I am one, basically one of the pigs from Animal Farm.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Because I've always been in and around this area.
Are you walking on two legs now?
I've always done that. My trotters.
Yeah, but the pigs did. That's what I was just referring to.
I now live in a permitted parking zone.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, and I've got a permit. Two permits. Well, I've got one. My partner's got one. Basically, I'm legally parked. And today, after the no good dirty hippie knocked on my door from the Green Party.
You noticed he was parked illegally and you've grasped him up to the council.
No, not that. I actually looked out the window later, about 10 minutes later, to see if he was still doing the rounds. And I noticed a traffic warden walking down my road. And I said out loud, am I here on my own? I went, oh, about fucking time they showed up. And now, who supports traffic wardens? I'll tell you who. I'm one of the elitist fucking perms. Because I was working on a house around the corner, I was calling them cunts, having to move the van every now and then.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, yeah, about fucking time. They don't police it enough.
Wow.
Right, is it?
Nah, you've gone, mate. You've fully gone. What's parking like in Norwich? I need to know for Friday. Maybe leave me one. Maybe post me one of your little permits.
I've got a scratch card if you want. Seriously, you could park it here with a scratch card and walk down there. But yeah. I tell you what, though, I think after 6:30, you can pretty much park anywhere.
Oh.
Yeah, residentially.
Everyone I know that's in Norwich is away that day because Ashens, he's Norwich-based.
Is he?
Yeah, he's Norwich-based.
How come he doesn't? I'm fucking hell. Why don't he get me on his little thing then?
What thing?
He's got a little thing, hasn't he? Well, how do you know him then if he ain't got a little thing?
Hey, that what? Is YouTube or Twitch stuff?
Yeah.
You were going to be on it once. Do you remember?
No.
You were going to be on Barshans, weren't you? Me and you were both going to be on Barshans.
What happened?
Can't remember. Something came up for you.
Oh. For me?
I don't know.
I remember, like, that Desert Island Dick wanted me on there on his little thing.
Yeah, what happened there?
Just some people don't like me. I think that's what I've got to just... It comes to...
Didn't you get to... Was it you that got to London or was it Matt? I can't remember.
It weren't me.
I think Matt was going to be on it and was on it eventually. But
no, I think that was me. I think I went to London and he pulled it.
And you're like, all right, yeah, no worries, cheers.
Was it the fucking Mark Duggan riots or something? Was it that long ago? No.
I was going to be on Absolute Radio once and I had got to London. And then, but I'd got there quite early to make sure I was on time because I was quite excited to be on the radio. And I got a message about sort of 6, you know, I was going to be on if I was going to be on at 7, I got there at 6. And a phone call just going, oh, well, hello, just to let you know, there's been like this big news story break and we're going to have to drop that feature, I'm afraid. And I went, oh, yeah, no worries. And the lady went, oh, you hadn't already... like set off a job. Like, no.
They probably would have given you your travel expenses if you'd have said yes.
Yeah, but I couldn't. Oh, yeah. No.
What's your number?
3, 2, 1, 2, 4, 3, 6, 4.
There you go, mate. Yeah. So, I'm still reeling about doing that today.
Yeah.
And it backfiring. It couldn't have been worse.
And from there, you've realised that because we're now going bi-weekly, meaning 2 a week, that you need to have the content. You're going to be saying stuff like that much more often.
I'm going to end up getting stabbed. That'll just be how that ends.
Like some of these YouTubers.
They're not real, are they?
I hope not.
I hope.
I hate it.
And then I've noticed that sometimes on my algorithm, Facebook will throw up a video and it's obviously clearly fake and it'll be like, you won't believe what's behind the curtain. And it's someone going up to the curtain for 8 minutes going, oh, what's behind the curtain?
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, do they get paid after you've watched it for a certain length of time?
Yeah, it must do.
Why are they dragging it out?
That's like clickbait. There was a thing like, my mate sent me a message and it was a load of DVDs of Bruce Willis has done. You know, like, just he'll make any old shit, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
And he said to him, when the fuck did this happen to Bruce Willis? When did he stop caring? So I was like, well, I think he can't get the roles he could get because he's like 65 years old.
And he went bald young.
But he was still John McClane bald, wasn't he? You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I'm just saying. But if you go, there's nothing. I mean, that famous bald actors. I mean, I remember when it was Yul Brynner and that was it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But I'm just saying, if you go bald in your late 20s, when you're 50, you're going to look like really old. And no, is that wrong? I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's accelerated, isn't it?
But I was like, well, it's probably because he's 65 and he's no longer, he can't be a romantic lead anymore.
Mm.
He can't be a...
All right.
It's very, very difficult. And then also, this is one of the things, right? So, but then I thought, I wonder if there is a reason, like whether he famously had a big divorce or something. And I went on this website and it just went on and on and on. Bruce Willis, you've seen, he's in these straight to DVDs, blah, 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 streaming, so blah, blah, blah. It went on and on. It went for the reason he does it. There's a big reason why. And that you've seen him in this. I was like, just say the fucking
reason. No, there ain't
reason.
No reason. It's just to get you to look at Andrew.
Scroll and you scroll and you scroll. And in the end, it was like, he probably just needs the money.
Well, that's his job. Who doesn't do a job for money?
But then I said to my mate, he probably, you know, he's fairly limited. So he, you know, I would say Bruce Willis is very successful, but limited actor.
I was just going to say, I don't know why I do this. And I've got a natural propensity to mimic. And while you were talking about Bruce Willis, I was trying to adopt his physicality.
Yeah.
And I was trying to sort of do his little sort of sideways smile, bordering on the, like, he's almost Bell's palsy, isn't he? Like, you remember he had like a little, one side of his face would sort of smirk and the other side didn't. He was a very lopsided smiler.
I think I'm doing it now.
Yeah, that kind of like a, like a cocky, smug grimace.
Yeah.
Like, almost like his mouth looked like an upside down Nike swoosh or something.
Yeah, I'm doing it now. I agree.
Good.
I said to my mate, I think he's fairly limited. So, you know, 65, he can't be a lead action. He's not he'll be an action hero, but he can't helm a franchise.
Well, he's not even big, was he?
No.
He's like a little bald dude.
Yeah, he was a dad. Like that thing of like the 80s heroes being basically dad. Like dad bods or whatever.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, he was getting back to see his daughter, wasn't he, or whatever.
And my mate, I said he's limited. My mate come back went, absolutely incorrect. He could do comedy, drama, or action.
Yeah, he did them all badly.
I said he did them all as Bruce Willis.
Yeah, like, that's fucking ridiculous. That's like, we were talking the other day about Robert De Niro in Meet the Fuckers and that. It's like, yeah, he was in a comedy, but I wouldn't say he could do comedy.
He proved that he couldn't, yeah. Well, that's the
thing. I'll tell you what, mate. I watched just that fucking geezer you like. I'm not just saying this to be true.
Which one?
Deadpool. He's in a film with a rock.
Yeah.
He's in a film with a rock.
Red Notice.
My God, how can you watch that cunt?
Oh, really? You don't like Ryan Reynolds?
Don't like him. I mean, talk about he's always Ryan Reynolds. Deadpool. It's like all these ironic little asides about, like, oh, we're having a really special moment together. And oh my God, that little shtick is
Well, I don't know if he's always been like that. I'm not a Ryan Reynolds aficionado because he used to be like just pure romantic leads, I think.
I don't know, but I fucking can't bear that.
But
sort
he
of like...
has definitely latched on to Ryan Reynolds in the last 2 years, 100%, yeah.
And I didn't actually watch it because I haven't got a telly, but I heard about it. That's all I'm going to say.
God, next a tax man's going to come knocking. You're going to have to explain to him you don't earn any money.
The fucking sheriff of Nottingham? I don't think so, bruv.
All right, well, there's a little bonus for you, listener.
Yeah, that was only meant to be a little thing to tell you.
Twice weekly. How exciting.
Yeah.
With this sort of content as well. I mean, it's not going to get any worse, is it?
No, it's certainly not going to get any better, though.
No, but there's more of it.
If anything, it'll be just watered down, the same sort of stuff.
Yeah, it's like a really shit meal, but a good portion, as the old Jewish joke goes.
So keep on listening.
Don't go deaf. That's what I was just saying. Don't lose your eardrums to
if
an
you
idea.
Could, guys, please.
And then go around telling everyone in the gym about it.
Keep your ears safe, guys. For God's sake, we really rely on it. But yeah, we'll see how it goes, won't we? We'll do 2 a week and see how it goes.
Yeah, do 2
goes.
A week.
We don't know.
You're going to do 2 a week. And then people can stop fucking moaning if they're under an hour.
Yeah, there you go. It's definitely not going to be under an hour if there's two, unless we do 25 minutes.
No,
it's
going to be over an hour, you mean?
No. I mean, definitely not going to be. They're not going to.
Oh, no, both combined. Yeah. We'll go for 2 hours a week, but it might be 45. I'm literally the laziest cunt on the planet.
We haven't discussed that.
Oh, no, I'm already talking it
we
down.
Could do two half-an-hour episodes. There's an idea.
12 minutes, 12 and a half p an episode. No, it's not 7 and a quarter. Is it? Now, hang on, because there's 8 a week. That's 14 a...
There's not 8 a week.
No,
hang on.
Hang you on. I don't know. I never was. Mathematicals was never my strong point.
Some months have 5 weeks.
That's a... What?
Yeah.
That's a PCM. That's for PCM, isn't it? That used to piss me off when estate agents would say... They'd go like, oh, it's actually per calendar. One way it was cheaper or more expensive. Just tell me what it is a week. And if you say a month, just mean 4 weeks.
Yeah, totally.
Don't have fucking per calendar month. Oh, it's actually you're in lieu of this.
But yeah, like I say, if you want to support us, go over to Anchor. You can do £1 a month and you get the extra bonus ones.
You'll never put a bit of butter on your knife.
The ones that I've got, I will stick up for the subscribers ASA possible. And going forward, they'll all go through that as well. Plus, if you want to just go over to Patreon, do that. They'll be there as well. We have got a new patron this week. Penguin. Penguin is our new patron.
Business Goose.
I don't know who it is. I don't know any more than the name Penguin.
That's fine.
So that's absolutely fine, isn't it? Yes. Yeah. And also...
Yeah,
also, over on Patreon, yeah. Justin,
yeah, listening.
We've also got, this is the bit where I'm looking and you're.
I know
to
what
be,
you're doing.
You're meant to be filling in, aren't you?
Yeah.
Also,
what's the deal with why is it? Why is
thank
why
you to Jasmine who has also Patreoned us, raising their Patreon level. So thank you, Jasmine. Very much appreciated. Well done, Justin. Well, fair.
Jasmine sounds a bit like jisming.
Yeah, never met them, but maybe they do. it's my new laugh I've been working on. Fred commented on Patreon on the video that we put out. So if you are a fan and you want to watch us talk with video content, go and sign up to that.
See me in my new glasses.
Fred says, what completes the glasses look on old Jussie P is the headphones that like chains people use to hold glasses around their neck when they take them off.
That's a good show. Yeah, well, I didn't clock that, but well done. And when I say new glasses, I don't mean I've got a new to my face. Like,
yes.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a new glasses wearer.
That's true.
I've been wearing them a lot and I'm getting more used to it. I go out now and I put them on and to look at a menu or whatever and I'm like...
You look over your nose.
I do. And I'm honestly, it's the novelty's worn off, but I'm also not ashamed.
No, nor should
well,
you
self-conscious,
be.
Self-conscious is probably more correct.
You don't need to be ashamed.
Self-conscious. I'm not self-conscious.
I can't wear any item of new clothing without it weighing double the weight as it drags me to the floor as I wear it.
Hey, so what's the opposite of self-conscious? Self-unconscious?
Yeah, I'm very self-conscious. You are very self-unconscious.
Or self-unaware? What's the opposite of self-conscious? Comfortable? Confident?
Don't know.
But it's weird, isn't it? See, language, English, don't work properly. Incorrect, isn't it?
Don't understand it,
mate. I was talking on Discord today, and I used the word nonetheless. And why is that? It's all one word.
We've covered this. Nonetheless is ridiculous in terms of one word. Nonetheless.
Yeah.
How can it be? In so much as...
Insofar as you insofar mean. As. Unbeknownst to me, unbeknownst to nonetheless, we've invented the space bar. On the computer, just tap that a couple of times. Break it up a bit, man.
Exactly. We have got a voice message from Mark Honeybuns as well.
Drop it in. Let's have a listen.
I mean, I haven't been out here yet. So...
Neither have I.
So, I <don't... laughs> so I don't know how I'm going to comment on it. But Mark, we will cover that next
week. Yeah, we'll cover that on our next proper... You'll be the first voice message in this on our
you
new bi-weekly.
Don't forget. Don't forget, you can leave a drop a voice message over on Anchor and we will put that in and we'll talk about it. If you've got a question or anything, stick it on there. That's all good. That's it. It's done. There's a little quick one and we'll see you again on, what day did we say?
Monday and Thursday.
Monday and Thursday. We'll see you all again on Monday.
We won't see them.
No, you'll hear us again on Monday if you listen to it on Monday. If not, whenever you're listening to this.
Yeah. And then we'll go bi-weekly until we stop.
Yeah, that's we'll do it promise. For a bit and then we'll see.
Yep, exactly.
And then, will we go back to Wednesday, so we just give up?
No, we'll do Monday and Thursday. Oh, no. I think we should stay on Monday.
What,
Wednesday. We'll go back to Wednesday. We're going to do 2 a week until Christmas. And if our stockings are full, if you know what I mean, we'll carry on. And if not, you can go back to fucking Wednesday and that'll have to do you. Balls in your court.
Balls in your bag. Right, see you later, mate.
Bye.